meantime, we're speaking to a brother, Mokgomotse. He is a palmist. Mokgomotse, brother, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning. How are you, Sisi?
Doing fantastic, brother. Namhlanje we have a brother, Tebogo. Tebogo, good morning.
Hello, Tumela.
Tumela. Brother Mokgomotse, please, do you take it away with a brother who needs your help this morning?
Tebogo, how are you, sir?
Fine, thanks, and you?
I'm good. How old are you before we start everything?
38.
Sorry?
38.
38. All right.
Yeah.
So looking at the age of 38, this is 38, 39, 40. So 38 is actually a working age for you, Baba, ne? But
yeah.
Then now, within the working space, there are some few things that you need to be careful with. That the first thing is be careful of what you say within your working space, because it does show here that you will struggle within the working space, or there's a good chance that you may lose your job if you are currently working. All right?
I understand. Yeah.
So it says here that there's a group of people that I'm seeing here. To be precise, there's two guys and one woman. These people, they're gathering in your name. So chances are, even if you move to the next place, it's going to be very difficult to have to enjoy your working space. All right, especially this year. So I wouldn't suggest you move anywhere. I would suggest you stay where you are. The best time for you to move is from the age of 39 and 40, because around that time, this is when you will even get a higher space within where you're working, or let's say a position. You understand? A higher position. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm also concerned about your heart. It shows here that you will be hospitalized due to heart issues. So stop complaining too much, you know, in terms of your heart. Don't talk too much. Try your best to let things talk about things. Let them pass, because it says here that you don't really talk. You keep things inside. That's not good for you. You understand? With all the with all this weight on your shoulders, I don't think you will last long if you keep on keeping things inside. Ne?
Okay,
and then we move a bit further. We also notice here that you're actually very good with money, but it's not staying. Your money doesn't stay. You understand? But you are very good with money. So what is the problem? We're trying to find out what is the problem. Then we notice here that, you know what? Avoid handing out money. You know, when someone is asking for money, don't give them by hand. This is how you lose your luck of keeping money on yourself. Because your money is spreading. It's all over. But not on you. You know, it's like when we say you've got luck everywhere, but this luck is not working for you. It's working for other people.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
And then now let's go to your father's side. When look on, where is your dad?
It's another story that one of us like.
Yeah. I see here.
I don't even know where to start.
No, it's fine. I can see here that there is a serious issue on that department, which is one of the reasons why you may find yourself stuck in one place, unable to move further. Most of the things, it's like you would get more promises instead of getting the actual actions, you know? They promise you, but you don't really get whatever they're promising you. You understand? So now, when we look, we can see that there's also a bit of an issue on your father's side. Now, it's not only just an issue. It also says here that there are some secrets within your life. So secrets coming from your family. It's as if there are some things that you don't really, that you were never really told about your father's side.
Yeah, that's where I
you know right about that. You understand? And you not knowing this truth is going to keep you in this one place. You won't move in order to move. All right?
Okay.
Let's move a bit further. I'm surprised you're not married. Where is your partner? You're supposed to be married by now. What is going on that department? It's not really looking good. And it also it has a curse on it. So this means that you're going to struggle quite a lot when it comes to relationships. There's this person that you wait. Do you have a child? Do you have a child with someone you're not dating?
Yeah, there's something like that.
Huh. No, Ziyakala, you won't find someone who would want to settle with you for long. If you do settle with someone for long, it's just going to be toxic. You're going to be fighting with this person over and over again.
Yes.
You understand? It's
yeah.
not going to last long because there is a case with you in your name. And another thing that I'm seeing here is that I'm seeing hospital and police. Have you been arrested before?
Yes, I once got arrested. But then
yes.
I never committed the crime.
Yes, I can see that. But this situation of police, it will keep on coming back to you. It's like they've created this personality. It's like, you know, there's a replica. There's a doll, and this doll has your name. So that is why you keep on feeling these pains that you do not understand. You understand? This is what we call a hex. There will be a time when you just have this piercing pain in your head, this piercing pain on your, you know, on your body, and you don't understand where is this coming from. You know, when you go to the doctor and you try to find out what's wrong, they say, we don't see anything. You understand? So this is man-made. So you need to stand up and do something about this. All right?
Okay.
And this is due to a female person, someone that you met some time ago. This is a partner.
In the past.
You understand? And then some of these things, I cannot really talk about them. They're too sensitive, especially the illnesses on your body. There's something that I'm seeing here, and this has something to do with other parts of your body, which I cannot mention here. You understand? Which is one of the reasons why you're going to meet someone, and you're going to get bored when you guys have to be excited in the bedroom.
Yeah, I'm already in that situation right now.
Yeah. So this is also, it's part of the case that you are covered in. So you need to remove this. If you don't remove this, it's not going to make sure. You're going to end up deciding to take your own life. Don't. You still have a long life ahead of you.
Okay.
All right. Any questions?
Yes. Only two, ne?
Yes.
The first one is going to be about my father. Yeah.
Yes.
And the second one will be about the age that you mentioned, 39 and 40, that maybe at 39 and 40, things may be much better for me. Because now what I'm trying to do and planning is to try and fix everything that's wrong with me, that's now happening with me. Because I know too that there is something wrong with me, but then I never know that it was so deep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now, in terms of your father, what is it that you wish to know?
While growing up, I knew my father. Yes. But then as time went around 2019, I found out that it's like...
He's not your father. Yes.
Yeah, he was not my father.
Mm-hmm.
So I was struggling with that. And like most of the time, we end up fighting with my mom when I ask for the truth about everything that's happening. Because his sisters knows everything. Few of them have like confirmed that that's real. But then she keeps on denying.
Yes. Those are the secrets I was talking about. That they're not telling you the truth about that part of the family, your father's side. And your father is still alive. Now, the interesting thing is that your father is not an outsider.
Yeah, he's not an outsider.
Your father is someone within the family somewhere. I wish we could have this in private, but it's someone within the family, someone that you know very well.
Yeah, I did meet with him. Like we do communicate sometimes, but now it's hard to communicate. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No. But then in terms of that part, there are some few things that you need to do. There's umsebenzi that your father has to do for you. These are the two things that are going to help you, especially financially, to open your finances.
Okay.
Because financially you are very lucky, but the money is not staying.
Yeah.
And then question number two was about?
Around 39 and 40, things might like really work out fine if I do the right things starting from now on going forward.
Yes, start off with removing this case. If you can remove this case, it doesn't even have to be around 39 for it to work.
Okay.
All right.
That really helped. I wish we could like have this conversation like even in private. Yeah.
Not a problem.
Okay. Then,
well, this is it from me, my good sir.
Well, Tebogo, my brother, all the best to you. If you would like to get our brother Mohomotsi's contact details, we are going to share those numbers, yeah?
Okay, so I should keep on listening to the radio? Or
keep
like...
on listening to the radio, my brother. I'll share in just a few seconds.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you for everything. It really helped hearing it from somebody, because like, this thing has been going on and on in my mind alone. And yeah. As he also mentioned that I'm somebody who keeps on bugging things, I never speak. Really did help me a lot.
Yeah. Well, all the best to you, my brother. And to Mohomotsi, my brother, we look forward to having you on the show again so you can help somebody else.
Thank you very much.
All right.
On the hour.